Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
The detectives went directly from the shelter to Ashley's house, also in Southeast DC.
They came to my door, they had their guns drawn. They asked me did they have permission to search because Relisha was missing, and I gave them permission to come in to look around and basically to feel free to see that she was not at my home.
It's down to the wire. You have a minute left on the clock. Time you can use to finish plating or polishing your bake. But you see your competitor struggling, and you decide to leave your bench and your bake and help them.
Trump came in, and I'm assuming he's briefed.
Right.
But his natural comfort, it would appear, I don't think our executive did anything wrong, was to go towards the tall guy.
Yeah.
And so I had to sort of assert myself.
Today, find your new favorite podcast with these samples: Through the Cracks, Spectacle, an Unscripted History of Reality TV, and Leading She. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. In 2014, a second grader named Relisha Rudd disappeared from a homeless shelter in Washington, D.C., where she'd been living with her family. By the time the city formally declared Relisha missing, 18 days had passed since the last time she'd been seen at school or in the shelter. Relisha had never been found. 7 years later, her family and community are still asking the same questions. How does a girl just vanish? And why was it so hard to get the city to do anything about it? Join host Jonkelin Hill on the new show, Through the Cracks, from PRX and DC's WAMU. Through the Cracks investigates gaps in our society and the people who fall through them, taking the basic architecture of the true crime cold case format and flipping it into a determined study of the systemic breakdown that allowed a child like Rudd to fall off the map without a trace. In this first season, Hill investigates if Relisha's disappearance really was, as the city later claimed, unpreventable. Check out this sample from the first episode of Through the Cracks, Relisha Goes Missing. As her family desperately reaches out for help or answers following their daughter's disappearance, they're met with only silence for nearly 3 whole weeks.
I'm standing outside the shelter. I go to the bus, light my cigarette. The director comes to me and say, "You need to come upstairs with me right now. You put that cigarette out." So I'm like, talking to her like that? I'm still smoking my cigarette. She's like, "No, Mr. Wheeler, you need to, come on, please. Put the cigarette out." I'm like, okay. Thought she was being disrespectful, so I'm like, okay.
Antonio was annoyed, but then he heard the urgency in the director's voice.
She just asked me, "You really need to come upstairs because Miss Young is not cooperating with the police. They saying they don't know where Relisha is." So I looked at her, she looked at me. So I'm like, "What you mean?"
Miss Young is, of course, Relisha's mom, Shamika. She was already in the conference room, along with a few detectives, but she wasn't cooperating.
And the detectives told me to ask Shamika what's going on. So I'm, "Shamika, what's going on?" She just sitting there with her hand on. "Shamika, what's going on?" So Shamika never tells him. So the detective said, "Mr. Wheeler, you know where your daughter is?" "Yeah, she at Ashley's house." They said, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Y'all stop playing with me. She's at Ashley's house, you know?" So they're like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah. Why, what's up?" I'm like, "Well, we got word that she's missing." "Whoa, wait a minute. Shamika, what they talking about?" "I don't know what they talking about. They lying. These whole FBI agents are detectives." So I asked them, I said, "Can y'all please send somebody over to Ashley's house?"
When the weekends came and they was in the shelter, my niece and my nephews, all of them, was at my home. They called my home baby boot camp.
Ashley is Shamika's younger sister, Relisha's aunt. The detectives went directly from the shelter to Ashley's house, also in Southeast D.C.
They came to my door. They had their guns drawn. They asked me did they have permission to search because Relisha was missing, and I gave them permission to come in to look around and basically to feel free to see that she was not at my home.
And she wasn't. Relisha was not at Ashley's house.
From that moment, that's when I found out that she was missing. I didn't even know that she was gone.
Ashley hadn't seen Relisha either for about 18 days.
A sample of Through the Cracks from WAMU and PRX. Learn more about the fundamental policy failures that plague our communities on Through the Cracks, available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. There's an argument to be made that reality television is perhaps the most impactful form that American television has ever produced, far beyond prestige dramas, primetime sitcoms, and even cable news. And that argument gets made on our next featured podcast, Spectacle, an unscripted history of reality TV, hosted by Mariah Smith. Starting with the godfather of the genre, the 1970s PB docuseries, An American Family, and spanning a wide range of popular productions that arrives at the present over the course of 10 episodes, from The Real World to Keeping Up with the Kardashians to The Great British Bake Off, Smith delivers a whip-smart study of the genre's fundamental meaning and the ways in which reality TV reflects and refracts our reality. Take a look now at this sample clip from a recent episode of Spectacle titled The Subversive Sweetness of the Great British Baking Show. Smith dives deep into the layer cakes and chocolate mousse to explore how the show manages to create tension and suspense without the usual crutches of villains, cash prizes, or crazy stakes.
For the few people listening who haven't watched, the show features the salt of the earth, not people hungry for fame. Some are grandmas with a killer biscuit. Others are accountants or truck drivers who can whip up a wicked meringue.
Lorry driver Phil also takes the roads on his day off as a member of his local biking club.
And that's honestly one of the reasons I love the show. The show isn't about promoting oneself. It isn't cast for conflict. The Great British Baking Show brings together people who have one thing in common. They all love to bake. Here's Elizabeth Nathanson. She's an associate professor of media and communication at Muhlenberg College.
Without the seemingly professionalized pressure that another reality TV show like Top Chef has, but rather the pressure is around like caretaking and being kind to each other, and that the pleasure is in the task and the connections themselves rather than some professionalized goal.
The show isn't an all-out competition. It's sometimes even about cooperation.
And at the very end of the bake, when time is ticking away and the pressures of the deadline you cannot escape, contestants will just show up and help each other get the goods on the plate.
Think about that. It's down to the wire. You have a minute left on the clock. Time you can use to finish plating or polishing your bake. But you see your competitor struggling, and you decide to leave your bench and your bake and help them. I mean, it's kind of insane.
You see this helping happen in virtually every season, but since we talked to David, Biscuit Week in season 7 immediately came to mind.
Here's my producer, Joanna.
It's week 2.
They're making chocolate biscuit bars, and Prue and Paul know exactly what they're looking for.
What I don't want is a whole lump of chocolate with a little bit of biscuit in it. I want to taste the biscuit itself.
If they've said it'll snap, we will want a snap. Crumbly, it must be crumbly. If they say it's going to be shortbread, we want it really short. The biscuit has to be perfect.
No pressure.
Seriously.
A sample of Spectacle, an unscripted history of reality TV with host Mariah Smith. For a crash course in America's guiltiest pleasure, tune in to Spectacle now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org. Just choose the podcast menu item. Being a woman in business comes with its own unique set of challenges to face, but don't worry because you're not alone. For all the guidance, wisdom, and strength you need to succeed, check out our featured local podcast this week, Leading She, with host and creator Susan Branscombe. Join her as she sits down with executive women who are leaders in their industries, leaders of their companies, and most importantly, leaders of their lives. You'll hear remarkable stories of obstacles and adversity and the women who overcame them to carve their own path in a male-dominated world. Leading She is leading the way towards a more inclusive and equitable business world. Here's a snippet from the recent episode of our local created Leading She, featuring President and CEO of Premier Health, Mary Boussalis. Mary joins the show to discuss how she brings a culture of diversity, inclusion, and respect to Premier Health's more than 15,000 employees and physicians.
You know, keeping with the theme of our podcast here, we talk about things that happen as female leaders that that maybe don't happen with male leaders. And I thought it was an interesting observation you had when President Trump came in and, you know, you're the leader of this organization, right? You're the leader of the hospital organization. And yet Trump seemed to go to one of the people with the hospital, a tall male, right? And he got shots of he and this tall male walking together in this crisis when he didn't. You're trying to kind of catch up to Trump and let him know you're the top dog.
I'm the head guy.
Yeah, you're the head guy. Even though I think you're like me, you're not only female, but you're not so tall, which is, hey, it is the way it is, right? But Trump didn't, you know, he walked with the tall guy, right? I mean, talk about that.
I haven't had that happen a lot. If I did, I wasn't aware, but this was very noticeable. And I think it sort of goes to implicit bias, where Trump came in, and I'm assuming he's briefed.
Right.
But his natural comfort, it would appear, I don't think our executive did anything wrong, was to go towards the tall guy.
Yeah.
And so I had to sort of assert myself. And it was, I haven't always had that happen, because in many situations, people know what your role is and, you know, they sort of acknowledge it. It's kind of, Susan, like if you, as a woman leader, if you've ever been in a group and maybe someone doesn't know and they talk to the guy in the room, a guy
yes.
talks to a guy.
It's happened to me hundreds of times.
Yeah, it doesn't give eye contact
yes.
to you. I think that's one of the, a huge mistake on the other person's part, not on mine. But it shows where we're not.
No, I work at redirecting that eye contact. I'm sure you've learned techniques how to do that, just to remind them, you know, that you've got the position, you've got the authority. So when you tried to assert yourself, how did you go about doing it?
Well, I'm pretty assertive, as you might imagine.
Yes.
I would just walk up and get on either the other side or in between. Just could
kind of elbowed your way in there to
yes,
the tall guys.
Yes, yes.
A sample of Leading She with our local creator, Susan Branska. Here's some of Cincinnati's most accomplished and inspiring women on Leading She. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. As is usual and customary, let's take a couple of minutes to see what's hot in the Apple Podcast universe, as reported by iTunescharts.net. Two podcasts have grabbed the charts since we last talked last week. First, In God We Lust just debuted and tells the story of a luxury hotel pool attendant in Miami who meets a married couple. The wife starts flirting with a young man, and pretty soon, he's caught up in a love triangle, one that has far-reaching results because the husband is Jerry Falwell Jr., member of the most famous evangelical families in America and president of the Christian University with a strict code of conduct. In God We Lust, a six-part series about the tabloids called The Pool Boy Scandal. The other isn't a new podcast, but it's the first time since its debut last August that it's hit number one. It's Counterclock, this 20-episode series released just last week on the 32nd anniversary of the Pelley family massacre in Lakeville, Indiana. Investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra travels from northern Indiana to South Florida following leads that connect unsolved crimes in the Sunshine State to the Pelley family. This in-depth season is also closely examining the facts of the case that secured the 06 conviction of Jeff Pelley. That's the podcast Counterclock, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.